Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 5. UK Women's Frontline Battle. All the while British women can't serve on the front line for a series of bogus reasons, the UK's top military officers are in denial about equal opportunities across all of the British armed forces. This anachronistic position is being upheld in spite of the US, Britain's biggest military ally, currently preparing to allow women to serve in combat roles for the first time. 2013 is the year when Leon Panetta, the previous US Secretary of Defense, made the groundbreaking decision to allow women to serve on the front line and defend the world's greatest superpower. And yet Britain's military won't budge. The Ministry of Defense still maintains the ban and isn't compelled to review it until 2018. The last review in 2010 returned inconclusive results about the desirability of allowing women the chance to compete for a spot in these ground-close combat roles. It's an increasingly lonely position that the UK finds itself in. Most major militaries around the world permit it, from Australia to France, Germany to South Africa, and Israel to America. And from 2017, the Brazilian Army are also allowing women into the final military all-boys club. Air Vice Marshal Elaine West, Britain's most senior female military officer, recently said that a woman could one day head the armed forces. But some of her words ring very hollow indeed. She insisted to Sky News that Britain was not out of date for excluding women from ground combat roles. I wouldn't say we are. It might not be absolutely everything, but we are making progress and we are reflecting what is going on in society. We've had fast jet female pilots for a number of years going back to the 90s. We have people in Afghanistan at the moment who are there both in the medical profession but also aircraft mechanics who are flying, she explained. But what about those British women who are hoping to climb the army ranks as successfully as she climbed the RAF's hierarchy? The arguments against women's entry onto the front line are tired and well known. They lack the physical power. They would threaten unit cohesion. Men would try and protect them. It's too risky for men and women to be in such close quarters, from a sexual and relationship point of view, and the front line is just not a place fit for a woman. In fact, lots of the same arguments were mounted to try and stop homosexuals and black people entering the armed forces when such prejudices were tolerated and encouraged. And yet, Britain is holding on to its last all-boys military club. The nature of the front line has changed dramatically in the last 30 years alone. Female medics serve there already. It's not what it was during the World Wars. It's a very blurred concept in modern-day warfare. Real leadership on this matter may essentially require someone to push through an annoying and unwelcome culture change. It is to be hoped this increasingly arbitrary ban will be lifted soon.